All right, welcome back. Who's talking tonight's show? Frank and Habbo, we're in studio here, and we have Terry Gates with us in studio. Is not the most joyous Monday here, given what happened last night, but we do have a LeClaire Ryan play of the game, and believe it or not, it's not from the basketball game. There was at least a piece of good news in Charlottesville yesterday, and it came on at Klockner Stadium with the lacrosse team, Frank.
So, in a shocking development, the Cavalier lacrosse team came from 4-0 down to start the game, clawed their way back into a tense game where lots of shots, great defense, not that many goals. But anyhow, Virginia scored late in regulation to force overtime. And then amazingly, Murphy got the faceoff, found Mike DiMario, who streaked right to the crease, unsettled situation, and he made a game-winning goal, lifting the Cavaliers to a 13-12 victory over number 8 Johns Hopkins. Had to be one of the bright spots of the season, because this has been a tough year. The Cavaliers, this was their third overtime game. And
they've got VMI tomorrow in Charlottesville.
Big game, 7 o'clock.
Figure they'll get that W because VMI is a little challenged. But then
that'll bring their record to level.
Back to 500. So they probably have ACC games after that.
Hold on. Hold your horses, Habbo. Saturday, April 2nd, the Cavaliers will travel down to Robins Stadium to play the Richmond Spiders.
Richmond Spiders.
1 o'clock.
This is Saturday, 1 o'clock.
Yep, okay. And so all Wahoos and all Spiders, we want everybody there. That should be a lot of fun. Then the following week, the Cavaliers travel to North Carolina for a 2 o'clock game. The week after that, they will be home entertaining the Duke Blue Devils, who've been on ESPN 30 for 30, and I'm pretty certain everybody's tired of seeing that special. And then the Wahoos will wrap up the season playing Georgetown up there on the 23rd. So Cavaliers have a lot of work to do if they want to see postseason.
What would you say? I mean, assuming we beat VMI tomorrow, we go 4-4. It sounds like you got 4 games left after that. Do they need to win 3 of those, 2 of those to get the NCAA?
Or? I think they've got to, in these last 5 games, they've got to win 4-5.
All right.
There's no room for error. They've got to look good against Carolina, and they've got to look good against Duke, and they've got to beat one of them.
How many ACC schools play lacrosse now?
5.
Yeah,
isn't that right?
So one team doesn't get to play in the tournament.
So Syracuse was with the other 4. Is that
Syracuse, Notre Dame, Virginia, Duke, North Carolina?
Yes.
I thought there was 4. Oh, we lost Maryland.
No. Yeah, Maryland.
Okay,
left.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's where my math was off.
The Terrapins, but I can remember back in the old days where NC State had a lacrosse program. So,
thank you, Title IX. I think Title IX has limited some of the Dom Starch has been on the show many times, and he's argued that Virginia Tech ought to have a lacrosse program, but they don't. But I think it's Title IX issues down there. But
I just got some word the last day or two. The Hokies are finally investing in one of the Olympic sports, and that's the baseball program, where one of Virginia's sponsors, a bank, which is not a sponsor of our show,
right,
is agreed to step up to the plate, and they are going to be supporting the Hokie baseball team as they rebuild their stadium down there. For them.
And what happened in Louisville this last week?
Yeah. Well, the Wahoos won a very good game on Friday behind Connor Jones. However, young man Lynch started the game on Saturday and did not fare very well.
And then they got hammered yesterday.
They got hammered yesterday.
I don't know who pitched. I assume several people pitched. When you lose 15-0, that usually means many on the staff went out there, and apparently not very many of them were successful.
And obviously my brother has not read the Louisville Courier and Journal yet, because I haven't got that text from him.
Well, Louisville, they have a heck of a baseball program. You know,
it's beautiful. Beautiful stadium, yeah.
So, at any rate, so that sums up a little Olympic action there. Anything else happening? The men's tennis team won again. You know, the strange thing about men's tennis, last week they won two matches 7-0 and fell in the polls, which was interesting.
It's okay. They didn't fall very far.
Well,
they're number 2.
1-2.
That's right. And they won this weekend against Boston College 7-0. So,
and back to baseball. You got the UVA club news here coming up in another week or so.
Yeah. Hang on, Hobgood. UVA Club of Richmond will be hosting a large group out there at the Diamond next Tuesday, April the 5th, 7 o'clock is the first pitch. Wahoos will be playing the VCU Rams, and that's always an exciting game. And they're trying to attract a large crowd like they did a few years ago where they broke the state record. Most fans, like 5,600.
Is the beer garden open?
Yeah, I think so. There will be plenty of hot dogs and burgers. And
certainly see, is it the tailgate before the game.
Do you see where the New Britain, whatever, yard goats or whatever, are opening up at the Diamond? Their stadium's not ready. So they're actually playing four or five games here in Richmond that aren't on, not even on a schedule.
Right.
But they're having to bop around and use other people's stadiums.
So is that's not double A. What league is that?
No, it's the same league as the Flying Squirrels, but they need a stadium, and in Parnes, that's going to help. Why not? Sell some beer.
So well, there you are. If you want to see a little minor league baseball.
They're the away team. They'll be the away team. The Squirrels.
Right. So go to UVA Club of Richmond on the internet and register. They'd like to sell all the tickets by March 30th for this group outing because there's going to be food, beverages, all types.
Which is Wednesday on your calendar, by
the way. Yes, this Wednesday for next Tuesday's game.
So what's the ticket go for? Did you say?
They've got a wide variety. Anything from $30 to $10, depending upon what you want to do.
Okay.
So it's all you can eat and drink maybe for the $30 tickets.
Well, there's always the Fat Dragon before him pregame. Right?
There you go. We love the Fat Dragon. All right.
Or Isley or Arden.
All right. We're going to head to break. We come back on the other side. We're going to tie a bow on the basketball, and then we're going to jump into UVA football recruiting. Quick thank you to Terry Gates for subbing in for Jimmy Miller.
Thanks for the invite.
Who's now in the doghouse with me.
The good thing I stayed.
Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.